GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Thursday, June 25, 2026. Compiled Thursday, June 25, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Expect resignation soon of Epstein-connected deep state globalists from the US, Australia, France, and Canada. Judy Note, a 209-nation currency reset to gold-slash-asset-backed currency remained in motion. The independently owned by S.N. worshipping foreign bankers IRS has been abolished, while President Trump transferred the Federal Reserve to be under ownership of the people in the new U.S. Treasury. Last week all central banks across the globe, plus banks that didn't qualify for the gold standard, were closed, while credit unions were placed into the new global financial system. They just haven't told you yet. President Trump was expected to announce all, along with the birth of the restored republic to concepts of the original Constitution, at the big July 4, 2026 250-year celebration of freedom. In the next 30 days you will see more prominent people quit their high positions in government and non-government agencies, more than they have in the last 30 years. Watch France. Keep an eye on Canada. Look at Australia. Follow US CEOs and prominent government officials. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, Situation Update, Byington Bombshell Report, Global Crisis, EBS, Mainstream Media Blackout All Imminent, Global Financial Reset in Motion, Politics, Before It's News. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, Situation Update, Judy Byington Bombshell Report, Restored Republic via a GCR Update as of Wednesday, June 24, 2026, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, Trump's new Director of National Intelligence Bill Poulton exposed that programs were operating that had not been approved by Congress. 1. Since 2024 Operation Looking Glass, a domestic surveillance program had been monitoring 47 million American patriots using their social media activity, church attendance, and gun purchases. 2. Crossfire, the FBI probe into Trump did not end in 2017. It was passed down to a subunit inside Odeni and ran continuously throughout his entire first term, his trial, and his 2024 campaign. 23 agents. $89 million in secret money. They intercepted communications between Trump and 14 world leaders, and then leaked them to the Washington Post. 3. On January 6 there were 12 federal agents embedded in the crowd whose purpose was to incite the crowd to riot. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, EBS protocols engaged. Prepare your homes for the coming darkness. 10 days where the light of truth will shine through EBS broadcasts. The clock strikes midnight on the old world. Military tribunals underway in underground bunkers. Stay indoors when called, martial law on Telegram. Tuesday, June 23, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. Saturday, June 20, 2026, the SWIFT system ended transfers of money. Sunday, June 21, 2026, all 209 countries of the world were connected to the new global quantum financial system. The 2,3014 names in Epstein files were released. We are in the week for Tier 4B, us, the Internet group, to receive notifications to make exchange appointments. The EBS could kick in at any time. Everything will likely be announced on July 4th. The public will start exchanges on July 6th. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, Klaus Schwab's chief WEF advisor, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, to dominate humanity on a massive scale, all you need is a coordinated cabal of elites feeding the world the same made-up stories, total fictions designed for control. The Great Awakening now on Telegram. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, Little Adolf Nick Fuentes on January 6, with a bullhorn, instructing people to overthrow the U.S. government and storm the Capitol. In other words, out of the tens of thousands of Trump supporters present on J6, the only two people, Ray Epps and Little Adolf, who were captured on videotape, no less, urging others to overthrow the U.S. government, did not face solitary confinement, seditious conspiracy charges, or any charges at all. In fact, the January 6th committee covered it up. And don't you dare tell me Ray Epps was charged with a single misdemeanor for attempting to overthrow the U.S. government. The federal judge who sentenced Ray Epps to probation? James Boasberg. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, the DOJ is announcing charges against 455 defendants across 45 states for healthcare fraud schemes, including over $6.5 billion in false Medicare and Medicaid claims. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, Obama should have never legally been on the ballot in 2008. Obama did not have enough of the 500 signatures needed with 100 to 200 fraudulent signatures found by prosecutors to even qualify to be put on the ballot. Indiana Democrat operatives were caught and convicted for faking signatures for Obama and Hillary Clinton 3 years after the 2008 election. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, Trump endorsed right-wing Colombian presidential candidate Abelardo de la Espriella stuns the world and wins the presidential election. He plans to go full Bukele mode, locking up criminals en masse, destroying the cartels and cooperate with President Trump significantly better than the current leader. Under my government, any bandit who resists will be eliminated as appropriate, and if he submits, we will imprison him in a mega prison so he can pay his debt to justice as they should. The only peace process I believe in is one imposed by the force of arms and the laws of the Republic. Thousands have already taken to the streets celebrating the downfall of the Marxist regime. Since USAID was defunded, the right wing has won elections in Chile, Bolivia, Peru, Honduras, and now Colombia. It was all fake. The people are waking up. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, Fox News, the Trump admin has just arrested a fraudster in California charged with stealing $27 million in taxpayer funds in a massive hospice fraud scheme. Medicare Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz says Los Angeles's 1,800 hospices make up roughly one-third of the hospice licenses nationwide. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, the deep state firings have commenced, Nizara Jazara QFS Med Bed on Telegram. New Director of National Intelligence Bill Pulte, Trump has fired the NSA Director, General Timothy Huff. Gone. His deputy, Wendy Noble. Gone. National Counterterrorism Center, gutted. 18 agencies, hundreds of intelligence officers, fired. The intelligence community in the United States employs 120,000 people. The purge has begun. On June 19, when Pulte arrived at the ONI headquarters, he was given a classified briefing marked Tier Zero Access Only. That building was what made him call the White House that same night at 11:47 p.m. I was told what was in those files. Operation Looking Glass, a domestic surveillance program that monitored 47 million American patriots using their social media activity, church attendance, and gun purchases. Active since 2014. Congress never authorized. Run by three senior officials who report to no one. Continuation of Crossfire, the FBI probe into Trump did not end in 2017. It was passed down to a subunit inside ODNI and ran continuously throughout his entire first term, his trial, and his 2024 campaign. 23 agents. $89 million in secret money. They intercepted communications between Trump and 14 world leaders, and then leaked them to the Washington Post. January 6th infiltration files. Pulte learned there were 12 federal agents embedded in the crowd that day. Not watching. Direction. Three are still functioning. Their handler is named in the file. Pulte is less tied down, Trump told the Wall Street Journal. You don't say that word by accident. He's loose. Just in, the Supreme Court just ruled 6-3 that federal judges can no longer issue nationwide injunctions against him. The last legal safeguard is gone. They won't be able to stop the firings. They can't conceal the files. They can't guard the names. Gabbard declassed the biolabs. Pulte is downgrading surveillance. The next DNI, Jay Clayton, will declassify everything else. Phase 1, reveal. Phase 2, purification. We're here. Phase 3, prosecution. Every patriot was spied on. They fed every journalist a pack of lies. Any agent who was undercover at a rally. All the money they had ripped off the black budget. It's all coming out. Crossfire continuation 23 looking glass 47 meters J6 handler identified. The house of cards is falling down. One floor at a time. Wednesday, June 24, 2026, today, 455 arrested. 90 doctors. 45 states. $6.5 billion stolen from Medicare and Medicaid. Opioids distributed like candy. Patients dead. Hospice patients, people on their deathbed, given unnecessary procedures so these monsters could buy Ferraris and beach resorts. See Daily Reports. Out.